Ladies, did you know that your ability to live and feel authentically feminine is connected to your sexual power? Gentlemen, have you ever wondered what's behind those days when she seems to shine from within? If you answered yes to either of those questions, stay tuned for The O Spot with best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley and get to the source of your power so you are living a life of greater connection and joy.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the O Spot. It is Wednesday, October 14th, and first things first, I would like to say happy birthday to Scott Goudsword, awesome author and editor. Scott and I co-edited a wonderful anthology called Once Upon an Apocalypse, where I got to really step out of my comfort zone and write a fairy tale that was a little bit dark. Okay, a lot dark. Once Upon an Apocalypse is fairy tales, all with a zombie theme. So I did a twist on Beauty and the Beast, which is always my favorite and always the one I start with, it seems. It's called And the Beast. And, of course, the Beast is a zombie. And that's been Scott's birthday. And he's a wonderful writer. And I always joke that he's a better writer than I am because he's actually written for me. He's written in some of my sexy anthologies, some of my he's written in Spellbound. He's written in the Fantastica anthology. I will not tell you his pen name, but I can tell you that his erotic and romance is better than my horror. He can do it for a little longer. Ooh, that didn't sound right, did it? He can write longer romantic stories than I can write horror stories. Almost everything I write that's dark is short. So, happy birthday, Scott. If you are in the mood for a slightly darker turn to your fiction, look up his work. Because the truth is, a great writer is a great writer. And it doesn't matter sometimes what genre they write in. I read things in lots of other genres simply because I know the writing is good. In fact, recently I was gifted by the author, by Joe Hill, a copy of his book Nosferatu. And I've read Joe's work before. And not my genre, dark fiction, horror. But he's a great writer. And so it is a great book. Jonathan Mayberry, also terrific writer. Zombie thrillers. Just needs a great writer. I think a lot of us, those of us who didn't read thrillers, traditional thrillers, who read The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. So in today's, oh, wow. Wait, no, I start with oh, my. Oh, my gracious. In today's oh, my, that's my charge to you. Go out, step a little out of your comfort zone with the things you either like to read or watch or listen to. Listen to a music genre you don't listen to. Listen, I tend not to listen to rap, but I am a very big Macklemore fan. First of all, he's an independent artist, which makes him exciting to watch. His success is really tremendous. He is the most successful independent artist ever. Lisa Loeb had been, and Macklemore with Ryan Lewis took that over. Listen to his words. And if you can't really listen to them because you just don't like the music, find a copy of them. Google like lyrics too. It reads. Some of his work really reads like poetry. And it's wonderful that way. It really, really is. I also happen to like Eminem. He is fantastically talented. I'm talking a little fast tonight, but he, wow. Listen to the YouTube video Rock God. Rap God. Incredible. Just incredible. For those of you who like Gilbert and Sullivan and patter songs and the ability to speak really quickly and clearly, really, Rap God. That's what has happened to patter songs. So stretch. Stretch a little. Read something you've never read. Listen to something you've never listened. Watch something you wouldn't normally watch. Watch a romance. Watch a thriller. Watch a silent film. Happy birthday, Lillian Gish. Okay, here, I'm all off on tangents. You want to know why? Here's a tangent to why. My younger son is in musical production. They open this Friday in Andover, the ACT Theater Company in Seussical. Seriously? not the world's greatest musical. It's not going to win any awards, certainly not for the book, ironically. The script is kind of all over the place, but it's got some wonderful tunes, and this cast has mastered four-part harmony. Truly beautiful. But it's tech week, which means rehearsal every night, and tonight was supposed to end at 8:30. It ended after 9. I only walked in the door 20 minutes ago. Home times. Ready? Home. Okay, so during my lunch break today, because I did get one, I had 6 different appointments today. During my lunch break, I was flipping through the channels, and Turner Classic Movies had Lillian Gish's Silent, The Scarlet Letter coming on. So I hit the reminder for it to pop up and tell me. Okay, I'm not a huge Scarlet Letter fan. Okay, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the dead white male canon books. The Scarlet Letter being one of those assigned books that, you know, we all hated. And years ago, I had seen a wonderful production, I think it was a BBC one, with Meg Foster, where she has these icy blue eyes as Hester Prynne. That's how I learned the story. That's how I first saw it before it was assigned as reading. But I'm eating my lunch and there's really nothing better on. And so I'm watching The Scarlet Letter, 1926. And I'm completely drawn in. I mean, I didn't realize that you can not so much read their lips, but really tell what they're saying, even though, and the word cards are not rapid. You know, they can be having a dialogue, but you'll only get one or two of those cards. If you've ever seen the movie Sunset Boulevard, the character of Norma Desmond is supposed to be played by Gloria Swanson. She is a former silent movie star, and she's complaining about the talkies, and she says, back then we had faces. And I knew it to be true. I've seen some silence, but it had been a long time since I've seen one. And it's usually my first choice, even though I can appreciate them. Holy cow, you can just stare at Lillian Gish. And then I looked her up. She was in 121 films. Her last one was in 1987. Please let us all be blessed with careers that we love that last that long. 1987. She died just before a couple of months short of her 100th birthday at 99 years old. And that's when I noticed it was her birthday. So that's, of course, why Turner Classics was showing her movies. But there you go. Silent films, not something I seek out, not something I actively watch, especially in the middle of the day when my head's kind of all over the place. So I'm kind of doing this, I'm kind of doing that. And you kind of have to watch because if you turn away, you can't hear what's going on. But that being said, pick something in the coming week. This is my oh my to you. Pick something in the coming week that's a little bit not what you'd normally watch. I have found some good horror films, even some good sci-fi horror, which tends to kind of like really creep me out. Silent films are a great example of that. Cheesy horror, by the way. It's October. You can find some absolutely terrific bad movies on the movie channels right now. Books and genres, as I said, that you don't listen to, and music and genres you don't normally listen to. Who knows what you will discover, and who knows what might inspire you. I have to admit, I was out today. I tried to go to the library to get work done, and it turns out that that library closes at 5 on Wednesdays, which I didn't know because I've never tried to go there on a Wednesday. And so then I went to Panera Bread, got a salad, and a mango smoothie. And that's one of my new loves. And in trying to settle myself, you know, a friend of mine said to me, so what's your show about tonight? I'm like, I don't know. What should I talk about? He said, you're kidding, right? And that's kind of a big thing. So I've been going nonstop for the past couple of days. My birthday was last week, and thank you for your birthday wishes. We went out Saturday night, and then starting Sunday, started tech week for my son and other stuff for me. And my motivation got totally lost on Sunday. Could not get stuff done. Was out all day Monday. Was busy all day yesterday. Was busy all day today. tomorrow's a little calmer, but there's still something on the calendar. And I decided that what I really needed to do was take my own advice. The support I've been giving to all of you, which is to look for pleasure. Look for pleasure. Look for joy. Some people also look for gratitude, you know, the things that they feel grateful for. And something else that's been coming up for me in my life that I've been supported to do and I've been supporting others to do is look for success. So I started with pleasure because I was going to be talking to all of you tonight. And since I was sitting there in Panera, the mango smoothie was the first thing on my list. I love them. They're cool, but not cold. Like some fruit smoothies and some frozen drinks are so cold that you drink them and you know a cold headache is on the way. It's inevitable. Almost how slow you drink it doesn't matter. You're gonna get that headache. So I love their mango smoothies. They also do a wild berry. That's wonderful. And a couple of others. But the mango, especially now that it's becoming fall and it's getting a little chillier, I kind of like that lingering summer taste. Don't get me wrong. I do like it cooler. That's one of the other things I find pleasurable, the cool night air and the cool breeze. I'm a snuggler when it comes to bed at night, so I like it cooler. I really pleased to have been getting a lot of pleasure from our cats. I shared with you a couple months ago, our Maine Coon died, and we already had two cats, additional cats that we'd adopted, and they've changed. They're much more interactive with us now. And that's been really wonderful. They're more interactive. They'd come visit me more. Buster, named for Buster Keaton, is now attached to my younger son more. And Charlie, named for Charlie Chaplin, is having a lot of fun now and more attached to my older son. And both boys are really thrilled about that because they kind of missed having kitty interactions. There's my break music. All right, so I haven't told you my third thing that has pleased me. And given me pleasure, and it actually comes with a song. So come on back after the break for more O Spot on Om Times Radio.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome Welcome back to the O-Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. Can I tell you, one of the things that gives me pleasure is hearing my introduction and my music every week. It does. It makes me really, really happy. It gives me great pleasure, and it gives me a little tingle when they mention the best-selling author, because that's something I really worked for. So find those things, everyone. Find them, find them, find them. So the songs from Seussical, I mentioned my son is in a production of Seussical. The songs from Seussical are mostly sweet and funny, and a lot of them come directly from his books, Green Eggs and Ham, Horton Hears a Who, and things like that. And my son's been learning how to maintain his vocal line, because this breaks into four-part harmony, and it's really very beautiful. And I had no idea how incredibly sweet and beautiful one of the songs is in it. And Horton is sitting on the egg, and he is he's imagining himself somewhere else. He's kind of going to his happy place. And the song is called Sala Salu, and I'm going to play it for you. It's only 3 minutes long. But I hope you'll appreciate the sort of ability to kind of go somewhere in your mind. That's lovely. But also finding a beautiful song in a song this beautiful in kind of an unexpected place. So Sala Salu from Seussical, the musical. Like I said, it's a beautiful song that comes out of almost nowhere. If you like opera, the aria O Mio Bambino Caro from the opera Gianni Schicchi is like that. It's the funny opera of the three that are performed together. One is a comedy, one is a tragedy, and one is a drama. And Johnny Skeeky is the comedy. But in the very beginning, his daughter begs him for something with that song. And it's one of the most beautiful melodies in all of opera, and everybody knows it. And I'm not going to sing it for you, and perhaps I'll play it later. But so in this continuation of what gives me pleasure and what can find, and where you can find pleasure and a little bit of joy that will bring you just that much closer to what you need, you may find it in unexpected places. I know I sometimes find it in movie soundtracks and certainly in different foods that I haven't tried before, because I find food not only tasty, but there's just something that involves a lot of senses, you know, when it comes to that. So that's why I wanted to play that one. He's imagining someplace beautiful, and sometimes that's what we have to do to get somewhere a little closer. We need to just imagine and feel. The law of attraction says ask, believe, receive. And this week I got clear about an ask, and I've been having really a great deal of trouble getting to that believe place. So for me, finding things that make me smile and make me happy, make me relaxed, those help me get to joy. They help me get to belief. So here in this second section, where I only have 6 more minutes, and of course we're going to go over and other things, but the big thing going on right now, of course, it's all over the place, are the presidential primaries and the debates. Last night was the first Democratic debate. And I think there was, 5 candidates? I don't watch them. They just upset me in one way, shape, or form. I will hear something or see something, and it's gonna raise my blood pressure, and it's just not worth it. In fact, all you need to do is listen to, for me, all I had to do was kind of like watch my Facebook feed, and I kind of knew what was going on. And one of the things I realized talking with my husband in the last few days and other people after this is that there is so much fear running this country and this world, running people's decisions. You know, the gun laws and the claims about wanting the people who say more gun control, less gun control, who doesn't matter, guns don't kill people, people kill people, whatever phrase you choose. I think people are feeling so afraid. This is my oh no. We're being run by fear, and part of it can probably trace back to 9/11, but I think that was just a catalyst that made it kind of grow faster, because the war on terror and the concept of other countries having weapons of mass destruction and things were already there. Fear started even during the Cold War. A lot of us who were born after that have seen the sort of duck and cover videos. You know, just, you know, bend down under your desk, like that's going to work. But there's all this fear. And I can't tell listening to I wrote this down. That's what you're hearing possibly is my notebook. I can't tell you if the candidates are trying to create more fear and then claim to be the one who can solve it, or they're trying to prove that the other guy is more frightening. I hate that idea almost as much. You know, I'm an okay candidate. But this guy, my God, this person's really frightening. You know, you don't want to be, you know, I may scare you or you may not like me, but look how scary this person is. I mean, it's like, that's not a really great way to run a campaign, to run anything. But I think it's so very, very present. And I find, I'm becoming a hippie. I'm like a latter-day hippie, because you all know I'm a big Broadway musical fan, and in the musical Rent, the act one closes with a number, La Vie Boheme, which basically means long live Bohemia. the artists and the creators and things like that. And one of the lines late in the song is, the opposite of war isn't peace, it's creation. And that made me think, too, that the opposite of fear isn't courage, it's purpose and passion. The United States and other people involved in this war on terror, other countries that live in fear, have fallen down in creativity. We used to be the most inventive country in the world, and now there are quite a few others who are doing more. And you can't create. You can't be innovative. You can't stretch beyond a comfort zone when you're living with so much fear. I mean, it's palpable. No wonder our children are needing medication. Why being diagnosed with anxiety is on the rise. Even ADD. My husband is a child and family therapist, and I can tell you that that's part of it. The attention deficit concept. Think about it. Attention deficit. That's not going to go over as a slogan, Rachel. Sheesh. But why would you want to focus on one thing when what you're looking at is terrible? Okay, so look at something else. Oh, no, that's terrible too. No, look at something else. No, that's bad news too. It's too much. It's overloading. It's not just overloading knowledge. It's overloading our emotional systems. And we're breaking down. Which is horrible, because we need to be strong. We need to be creative. We need to be passionate, and we need to be purposeful. And I'm back to this sort of make love, not war. And yes, that kind of comes back to what we talked to here on the O-Spot, you know, being in your center, being authentic, being passionate, living from and embracing and doing what you love most. I was so flattered Dr. Kevin had said, you know, my passion is passion. How much less fear would there be if people were just about passion? So when we come back, I'm going to play a video from one of my favorite women, Brené Brown, who's all about vulnerability, which you can't be if you're fearful. And this is going to be a video on the price of invulnerability.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System Show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the O-Spot. I am still your host, Rachel Kenley. I'm finally settling in. It's only a half hour into my show. I'm finally feeling present. But I hope you can see the connection between me having to go back to having a crazy day. I live for passion, and I live in passion, and nobody does everything 24/7. You know, we all slip on things. And so, you know, I started by telling you about how I got back to what I love, how I got just a little bit closer to joy and calm and fun and smiles. And then we went to the oh no, which is all of this fear that is being thrown at us in so many ways, and most especially in our own presidential election, and in our news and in our media. And so now I want to share with you about a 16-minute video. So it's going to go into my last section a little bit. Brené Brown, who, as many of you know, is best known for her presentation on the importance of vulnerability. That's a big passion of hers, as much as she fought it. And of course, you know, when you study A, you learn not A. When you study light, you have to see the dark. Many things have their opposites, and understanding the opposite is as important frequently as understanding what you want. You know, it's great to understand what not to eat, but you need to understand why you should eat certain things, or vice versa. It's no great to know why you should eat vegetables, but it's also important to know why you maybe shouldn't overindulge in fast foods and fatty foods. I mean, we know it, but do you know why? So here is her presentation on the price of invulnerability. So one of my favorite presenters from TEDx, Brené Brown.
Walking you into a scene in a movie, and then I want y'all to tell me what happens next. Okay, here's my black. Christmas Eve. Beautiful night, light snowfall. Young family of four in the car on the way to grandma's house for dinner. They're listening to the radio station, the one that starts playing the Christmas music like right at Halloween. Jingle Bells comes on, the kids in the backseat go crazy. Everyone breaks into song. The camera pans in on the faces of the kids, the mom, dad. What happens next? Car crash. 60% of people say car crash. 60%. Another 10 to 15% have equally fatalistic answers, but more creative. I have the camera cuts to the oncologist who is looking at the bad news that he's going to share the day after Christmas. I have, they get to grandmother's house, everyone's dead, a serial killer's on the loose. And I had one dude who worked in a shark attack. I did. What's interesting to me about this, and it's an indictment a little bit of the media, which I wouldn't so much care about, except that I'm a vulnerability researcher, and I've spent the last 10 years studying vulnerability, and I cannot tell you how many hundreds and hundreds of stories that I've collected from people who that is their response, not just to media, but in their real lives. How many parents I've interviewed who will say, and I'm looking at my children, and they're sleeping, and I'm on this just the verge of bliss, and I picture something horrible happening. Do you know this? Yes. I get the promotion, and I get to fly up to headquarters, you know, to find out about my new job and what's going to happen. Plane crashes. This is that the fatalistic response is not universal. We're not all like that. But it is a symptom of an issue that is both universal and, I believe, profoundly dangerous. And that is, we are losing our tolerance for vulnerability. And in our culture, what do we think is synonymous with vulnerability? Weakness. Darn
excellent audience. It's almost as if I trained you. It's perfect. Weakness. And I'm going to talk about how that's not the case tonight. Vulnerability is absolutely at the core of fear and anxiety and shame and very difficult emotions that we all experience. But vulnerability is also the birthplace of joy, of love, of belonging, of creativity, of faith. And so it becomes very problematic when, as a culture, we lose our capacity to be vulnerable. So this kind of fatalistic car crash is a symptom. I refer to it as foreboding joy. One of the symptoms that we're losing our capacity for vulnerability is that joy actually becomes foreboding. Something good happens, or we're looking at someone we love, or we're thinking about something we care about, and then we become compelled to beat vulnerability to the punch. Other symptoms. Disappointment as a lifestyle. It is much easier to live disappointed than it is to feel disappointment. And so this is the person in the after school movie that I don't want to play your stupid game because it's dumb and boring, and because really maybe nobody will ask me. We sidestep getting excited about something because we're not sure it's actually going to happen. Low-grade disconnection is another symptom of vulnerability avoidance. We go through the motions. It's like low-grade fever. It may not kill us, but it keeps us pretty miserable. Perfection is one of the, I call it the 200-pound shield. How can anything go wrong if my life looks like an ad? I'm going to perform and please and make sure everything's perfect. And perfectionism has nothing to do with striving for excellence and healthy. It's nothing to do with healthy striving. People who I interview who are absolutely accomplished and people who strive for excellence are the biggest negotiators and compromisers that I've ever interviewed. Perfection is a tool to protect ourselves. Extremism. There's a very simple equation. Faith minus vulnerability equals extremism. Faith is the vulnerability that flows between the shores of certainty. Faith without vulnerability. Spirituality is inherently vulnerable. It is believing in things we don't understand or really can't see. And last, I believe the most universal way that we are dealing with an intolerance for vulnerability in our culture is that we numb. And I'll talk about this in a minute. Let's go to a bigger question, and that is, what is driving this intolerance for vulnerability in us? And I believe the answer is scarcity. We live in a culture that tells us that there is never enough. That we are not enough, that we are not good enough, that we are not safe enough, that we can never be certain enough, that we're not perfect enough. And maybe the one that we really don't talk about that I think is perhaps the most dangerous is that we are not extraordinary enough. In this world, somehow an ordinary life has become synonymous with a meaningless life. And so often we are missing what is truly important because we're on the quest for what is extraordinary. Not understanding that in our ordinary lives, in the ordinary moments of our lives, is really where we can find the most joy. One of the things that happens, I think, in our culture of scarcity is that we are constantly collecting images and messages and experiences. I think it's unconscious. I really don't think that we're aware of how many messages and images of scarcity that we collect every day. And I want to tell a story about something that happened about 6 months ago that I think really illustrates this. So I have to catch a flight to go do a talk somewhere. And my daughter's, I have a 5-year-old and an 11-year-old. And my daughter's really struggling with a school project. I am definitely
in the scarcity mode. I shouldn't be going. I'm not a good enough mom. I can't balance all of this. I have to go to my bank, which is inside of a grocery store, which is, I don't know if that happens here, but in Texas, all the banks have moved inside the grocery stores. So I walk into the grocery store, the sliding glass doors, and there's a big Code Adam sticker, if you don't know what that is, it's an incredibly important program, but it's a program that says this store and its employees are trained that when a child has gone missing or nabbed, everything in the store shuts down. So I look at that and I think, oh God, okay, just stay focused, Renee. No one's going to nab your kids while you're away. I go and get my money. I get back in the car. I get on the freeway toward the airport, and I pass the Amber Alert. Keep driving, Brene, keep driving. About 2 miles past the Amber Alert, there's a sign that tells me that 39 people have been killed on that specific stretch of highway. And please wear my seatbelt. Then I get to the airport, and of course, I'm in line to security, getting naked, and I hear, the threat code has been moved to orange. And then I go through this thing that I'm like, oh my God, holy crap, is that a movement? Is it always orange? I was like, I'm going to start writing it on my hand on a Sharpie. Like, it's always orange. Okay, orange is not, it hasn't gone bad. I'm like, what is it? Okay, so I'm like, orange. Okay, it's orange. Okay, I think it was orange yesterday. Maybe something's happened, and I was busy reading the Amber Alert, then trying to find the license plate. So I get to my gate, and I sit down, and they're like, do not leave unintended baggage, And I look down, and there's a bag. And I'm like, oh, my God. Wait, it's a diaper bag. And I know that mother is, like, 10 feet away chasing her kid. And I'm like, but I saw this on Law & Order. And I'm going to board that plane. And then the next thing you're going to hear is, ching, ching, that Law & Order ching, ching, ching. And then we're blow up. So I get on the plane, and I'm really getting ready to start. I'm in kind of what you would call, I would say, an anxiety attack. So I'm having an anxiety attack, and the guy comes in. I'm flying in business class. The guy comes in, and he's sitting next to me.
All right, you're going to have to hold on her anxiety attack. We're going to finish her up when we come back after the break on the Ozabot on OM Times Radio.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and help you realize the innate potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome Oh, welcome back to the O-Spot, and I hope my promo helped you want to stay here. I think I need to tell them to just not promo me during my own show. You know, you're here. You love me. Come back. All right, speaking of here and we love her, Brené Brown, let's hear the rest of her presentation. I totally got caught up in it. I didn't even notice the time. So, The Price of Invulnerability.
To me, he turned out to be a supply chain manager consultant. And so he looks over and he's like, you okay? I'm like, I'm good. Yeah, what's up? And my phone rings and my son's face pops up. Well, he's 5. So that means his school's calling. Hello? Charlie's got a fever. Can you come get him? So I'm like, you know, I text my husband. I take care of it. And the guy next to me said, really, are you okay? By this time, you know, the cabin doors are closed. And I said, you know what? I'm good. But I'm having that thing where I can't decide whether my gut is really saying get off the flight, something's going to happen, or I'm just freaking out. And I'm trying to figure out how to do something crazy enough to get off the flight, but to not end up on the no-fly list. So, this, I mean, yeah, I have a super blast to fly with. Yeah. So then he said, let me get you a drink. And I said, you know, I don't drink. And he goes, Xanax? And I was like, no, I don't do Xanax either. Which is a shame. But I don't. But then what I realized is it really makes me think about my work. Because we numb vulnerability. Now, had he said chips and queso, that would have been a completely different issue. Evidence of the numbing. We are the most addicted. We are the most medicated, obese, and in debt adult cohort in human history. We're numbing. And this doesn't even include busyness. I didn't even put the busy slide up. You know, when they start having busy recovery meetings, they'll have to, you know, busy 12-step meetings, they'll have to rent out football stadiums. Because we just stay so busy that the truth of our lives can't catch up. That's the plan. And so what are the consequences of numbing vulnerability? What are the consequences of trying to beat vulnerability to the punch? Here's the consequence to numbing that I've learned. You know, and I'm, as a vulnerability researcher, I've spent the first 6 years of my research studying shame, empathy, and courage. And the last 4 years studying joy, authenticity, love, and belonging. And one of the things that I learned that was very startling for me personally and everyone I've ever met is that you cannot selectively numb emotion. When we numb the dark emotion, when we numb vulnerability and fear and shame of not being good enough, we by default numb joy. We cannot selectively just numb the dark emotions. We have interesting research around this. We have research that shows us in addiction studies that an intensely positive experience is as likely to trigger relapse as an intensely negative experience. Let me tell you, if vulnerability is a sharp edge, there may be nothing sharper than joy. To let yourself soften into loving someone, to caring about something passionately, that's vulnerable. So the question becomes, how do we embrace vulnerability? And here's what I learned from the research. We practice gratitude. We stop and be thankful for what we have. I've interviewed a lot of people who have been through many horrific things, from genocide to trauma. And when you ask them what they need, they will tell you, I don't need your pity. I don't need your sympathy. I need, when you look at your children, I need to know you're grateful. I need to know that you know what you have. So to practice gratitude, to honor what's ordinary about our lives, because that is what's truly extraordinary. We can compete with the images from the media, from the news, from the scary shows on TV, with our own images of gratitude about what's ordinary in our lives. The people we love, our kids, our family, play, our community, and nature. These are things that happen every single day that we're so busy being afraid we're missing these. So that's, I think, the biggest thing is to be grateful for what we have, to honor what's ordinary. And last, I just want to say that, and I'm a parent and I'm a vulnerable person too, but I really believe, you know, we want more guarantees. We want to believe we're not going to get hurt and that bad things are not going to happen, and they are. But there is a guarantee that no one talks about that, and that is that if we don't allow ourselves to experience joy and love, we will definitely miss out on filling our reservoir with what we need when those hard things happen. And so I'll end on the note that I'm grateful for your time tonight, and I'm grateful to be here, and I hope this is something that we can do together, because I believe in vulnerability we'll find what really gives purpose and meaning to our lives. Thank you.
I love it when it all comes full circle like that for me. Find joy. I'm back to make love, not war. You know, we've I'm a little speechless because I am one of those people for whom vulnerability just can feel like such a huge risk. I grew up in a household where emotions were very quickly shut down. If you were showing anything other basically than joy, if there was anger or sadness or grief or concern, and God help us, fear, there was anger. You were yelled at, you know, stop crying. What's your problem? Are you still upset? I can't believe you're still upset about that. Vulnerable wasn't safe. And to this day, when I take that step out of my comfort zone, when I start to write a new book, when I take on a new project, when I start working with a new author on their book, because I think you guys all know I ghostwrite as well. There's a part of me that I know that my napping can be what I always think of as turtling up. Go into my shell. It's comfortable here. It's familiar. They know me well. Okay, I know me well. So it's work for me. It's effort for me. Like going to the gym, it's effort for me to not go to a place where I won't get disappointed, to avoid or to sabotage so that I'm in control of the disappointment. God forbid somebody else should disappoint me. I'll disappoint myself first. Yeah, there's no logic in there. Don't look. Have you done it too? Yeah. Joy, passion, purpose, love, sex, connection, intimacy. These are the tools we have against invulnerability, fear, judgment, disconnection, medication. And please, I mean over-medicated, when you self-medicate with alcohol or other things, you know, when things are used inappropriately, when a drug is taken because, you know, we think it can cause relief and we don't look for other solutions, whether that's lifestyle or food or other things that could be a balance and not putting chemicals in our bodies. Food itself. I'm somebody who occasionally thinks, God, I could use a drink when I get home. And I tend not to. I tend to look for food. Chocolate and ice cream, the fatty things, being my first choice. So I urge all of you now in my oh wow section, in my final minutes of my oh wow section, and I urge myself too, to seek joy over fear, to seek passion over anger, to seek the things that keep us open, connected, intimate, even with ourselves, to keep exploring, keep stretching just a little bit. Show that to your children. Don't show them anxiety. And I don't mean hide it. Oh my gosh, if you're feeling anxious, don't hide away from your children. Oh my God, that's not what I'm saying. show them your process. Show them that you can feel fearful and find joy, that you can be concerned and still take risks, that you can feel vulnerable and strong at the same time. Vulnerable isn't victim. Victim is somebody who's given up their power or allowed people, remember, I've discussed this, allowed people to have power over them. We here at Om Times, here on the O Spot, we're all about power within. There is so much power within, and I think there are people who might be even actively striving to keep us fearful so that we don't access our personal power. Isn't that horrible? Make love, not war. Don't give in to the fears that other people are trying to feed you. Assume they're toxic and find your power within. So that is my wish for you this coming week. Remember, look for, listen for, read for, watch for something new that you haven't before. And when the world from without feels harsh, find your power within. The music that makes me happy, except at this point it makes me say goodnight. I hope you'll join me again next week on the O Spot. For now, this is Rachel Kenley saying goodnight.